Welcome to the Gear Garage Live Show. This weekly YouTube show covers whitewater rafting, river safety,
oh God, I lost my paddle,
gear, and anything else Zach feels like rambling on about.
Well, here we go with another episode of the live show that I try to do every Tuesday at 2 p.m. This month, it's going to be at Mondays. Hopefully, it's at 1 o'clock every Monday, so we're consistent. And thank you all for watching, for supporting the show. I really appreciate it. And the whole goal here is for me to just share some thoughts I have on my mind and answer questions. That's it. It's pretty simple. And with that, I'm going to show you the agenda for today. If I can figure this, there we go. First, we're going to talk about earrings, which I'll explain in a second. And then answer questions, and there's three questions this week, so it's pretty cool. The last one is a video review, so it'll be kind of fun to go back and do a video review again. But we've been doing classes lately, and people have had these on their boats. And for those of you that don't know, I think these flip lines you tie in your boat are really silly. And we've decided they're called earrings because people typically have two of them, and they just hang off, and they don't provide a whole lot of value. And they're nice decorations. If you think they look cool, you should have them. They're probably not dangerous. But I'm going to say, personally, this is my opinion. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong. I'm wrong. Let's just assume I'm wrong with whatever I'm going to say here. That these don't really help you flip boats. Now, I'm sure some of you have an example of the one time it saved the day. Without these, you would have been in trouble. But they're really hard to find. When you flip your boat over, they're hard to go. You have to play hide and go seek to find them to begin with. Unless you have them everywhere. And then you have to untie this little bag and the rope comes out and you have to, you know, open it up and it's just a straight rope, which is fine, but it's, you know, it's not that great. I'm going to say in the modern era, and that I'm saying like the past, I don't know, 5 to 20 years, people have been carrying flip lines in their PFD. And a lot of people used to carry them around their waist, which is maybe safe, maybe not. We're not going to discuss that right now. But modern flip lines can fit in the PFD of modern jackets. Most modern jackets have really good pockets, and you can get something this small. This is what I carry. It's a Blue Water Titan sling wrapped around or attached to a locking carabiner, and it works great. And you can get multiple people on it. It has multiple uses. It also can be an anchor to a tree. It can be an anchor on your boat for a mechanical managed system. You can just use it to clip your boat really quick. It's a very useful tool to have. These are only used for flipping boats back over, and they're barely any good at that. So just want to share that. I'm seeing a lot of these out there. If you have them, cool. Like I view them as earrings. Like they're nice decorations. They look cool. You can talk about them. They add a little flair. But I would really urge a lot of you to listen to my advice, which I already told you is probably terrible, wrong advice, but I'm going to say it anyway because I believe it's correct, is we should be carrying flip lines in our PFD. That way you can flip your boat and even flip a different boat if you need to. Let's say somebody else's boat's upside down. You can jump on it. You don't have to play hide and go seek with the flip lines. Maybe they don't have any. Maybe you're going to play hide and go seek forever. Grab the thing you have as part of your personal protective equipment, or maybe it's your personal rescue equipment, whatever you want to call it, and reflip the boat. So I just want to get that out of the way and get on to questions. So let's do questions now that I got to do my little rant about earrings. Okay. I did not get any river permits this year. Bummer. When will the Oahe be at optimal levels and nice weather? I think today. I mean, this I think is somebody messing with me, but I think it's today. Let's see if we can find, let me bring up the Oahe river flow and see if we can look at what the flow is right now. I bet it's glorious. Let's go back to here. What's the flow? The new USGS site is annoying. It goes right to feet, which we don't usually use feet. So there we go. Discharge. I wish it would start with discharge, but then I don't see it. Select. Yeah, I'm just going to click. You can also click legacy real time page and just go to the page that we all are used to and is really good. Yeah, I mean, it's like 1500. It's glorious. You should go right now, today. If the Oahe is good right now, you should always go. Let's check the weather. Let's go Rome, Oregon weather. Yeah, 64 degrees, a little wind coming up. You should go right now, today. Like, drive there right now, launch tomorrow. It would be really hard to beat. It looks like maybe some sun next week. I mean, now is the time to do the Oahe. Beyond that, I don't know. My stock answer, I get asked all the time about the Oahe. When's it going to flow? When's the weather going to be good? Where do I buy groceries? Can my Subaru make it to Birch Creek? When's Birch Creek going to open? Is Lizzie Creek better? How do I get a tow? I don't know. We run trips there, and I still don't know the answer to these questions. I figure them out a few days before because it's an incredibly unpredictable place. Who should I have to drive my shuttles? What size of trailer should I get? What size boat should I have? I don't know. I honestly can't answer questions about the Oahe, except I can tell you that right now you should go because it's warm and there's water. And it's most people don't think to go in March, and so it's probably not crowded. If you choose to go on the Oahe in April or May, and it's sunny, and there's good flow, you're going to have – everybody's going to be there. Like, it's just going to be super crowded. You're not going to get camps. That's just part of it. You don't get – as a general rule, my rule of thumb is you don't get camps plus weather plus water. You get at best two of those three things. And so, but March is the cheat code because if it's flowing in March and there's good weather, people don't think to go in March. And so it's not that crowded. So you could potentially, if you left right now and launched, also most people launch on Thursdays and Fridays just because they want to make it match with the weekend or whatever. If you launch tomorrow on a Tuesday, I mean, it's going to be 68, it looks like. Tomorrow's the day. I would get in your car right now and go. Stop watching the show. Get in your car and go. Okay. Ooh, this is a long one. Or shaft selection for beginner. All right. Thank you for all the work you've been putting into the videos. Just got the bug for oars and have been studying your videos. Cool. My current boat is a 9.5-foot Moravia. I didn't even know Moravia made 9.5-foot boats. I calculated my oar length with your formula, and it comes down to be 8.27 feet. Should I round up or round down? Yeah, so in the video with the formula, I say, like, use the formula as a starting point. If you have good oar management, round up. Go up a little bit. If you have bad oar management, round down. And when I say good oar management, I mean you're able to ship correctly, which means handles back, blades forward. If you're a puller inner or a pusher forwarder, that is not good oar management. That is what I call bad form. It doesn't have a name. It's just bad. If you pull your oars in like this or push them forward, you have bad oar management. And that means you should probably round down. But if you have proper oar management where you like go like this and your blades go forward, you can go higher and then you get more power, which is great. But one thing about the video, and I should do a new video about my oar formula. I'm not convinced my formula works for boats smaller than, like, let's say 11 feet or larger than 20 feet. I think my formula is pretty effective for like 12 to 18 foot boats. Things start getting weird at the ends of the spectrum. And so I'm surprised you have a 9.5 foot boat. Well, 8.27 seems right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like not 100% confident in these smaller boats. The smaller boats weren't really a thing when I like came up rowing these small boats. Like, people did it, but it wasn't like a thing like it is now. But I'd go, so if it was me, I'd go 8.5. Yep. I'd go 8.5. Okay. Blade selection. I think the Southeast would be considered shallow water in comparison to you guys. I don't know if I'd agree with that because it's probably shallow in the terms that are the Southeast, not the Southwest. I mean, here I do a lot of low water stuff, just low water banging. I mean, low water middle fork deadheads, low water winds, low water hoods. I bang down things a lot. So I bet in general, most people consider it shallow water. I do a lot of shallow water boating. I was looking at a pole cast with cataract cutthroats. I had a guy from Four Corners River Sports recommend the NRS Mini Helix blades. What's your thought on small blade profiles for small boats? First of all, I don't know what cataract cutthroats even are. And just so you know, oops, let me go back. I'm a Sawyer guy, like, for a lot of reasons. One is, like, I'm an ambassador, so, like, I'm probably supposed to say Sawyer. But also, I just think Sawyers are better. Oh, so what am I looking to do? Cataract cutthroats. So let's see what these things are. Here we go. Cutthroats. Cool name. I don't even know. Cutthroat or blade. Oh, yeah. Those look cool. are they plastic? Yeah, I think there's a couple 8.5 inch wide. Yeah. The one thing about these blades is I'm guessing they're shorter than normal blades. So if you order 8.5 foot oars from Sawyer, a shorter blade will make them eights. So you want to make sure that your oar shaft length plus your blade length is 8.5, which can be tricky. So I would say, oh, let me go back. Where do I go back to the question? What's the question? I was looking at Polecats. Polecats are sweet oars. They're Sawyers. They're affordable. They're durable. They're not the, you know, you can get lighter and better, but like for the price, Polecats are underrated. And those cutthroats are probably cool. I will go full length blade, whether I'm in shallow water or not. Like, why not have the blade? It's nice to have blade. Maybe don't use the whole thing. I think more and more people are getting really into like the fancy shaped oars and are trying to outthink it. Like, well, because when the blade's in, then the oar's hitting more water and it's shallow. And I think that makes sense for fishing. I think for rolling whitewater, just get blades because maybe it'll rain one day and it won't be shallow. And are you going to have multiple blades? You can switch your blades out. And then if you get the regular blades, the 8.5 foot oars are now 9 foot oars or whatever they are. So like, just get blades. And I mean, I think what I would go with is the Sawyer. If you have money, the Dynalites are the way to go. I just, especially extra duty Dynalites, just say, give me the Dynalites extra duty. And that's a solid blade. It works for everything. It's not like a one trick pony. And then if you want to save some money, get the Duramax, the Sawyer Duramax. They're plastic, but you can beat them up. They get little shark bites, like little holes in them, like cuts in them or whatever. But I think for the price, the Duramax is the way to go. But if you want like a long-term lighter blade, the Dynalites are sweet. But those, I don't know, those cutthroats look, I've never used them, so I can't really comment. And again, I'm just like such a Sawyer guy. I'm gonna push you to Sawyer, especially if you're going to buy Sawyer oars. What's your thoughts on small blade profiles for small boats? It probably makes sense. I don't know. Like, it probably makes sense. Maybe. But I'm just putting big blades on everything. So everything's interchangeable. If I go take my boat to big water, I have big blades. So it might make sense for you. I don't really have a good opinion here. Okay. Whoa, there's lots of comments. I missed that. Okay, let's get to comments. Whoa. Okay. It was a demo boat for the whitewater. I'm not sure what that is even referring to. Did I talk about this earlier? Did I miss something? What was a demo boat? Okay, move on. We just ran the south middle of North Smith. Sweet. That's a three of a kind. Like you have if you did like two more rivers, you'd have a full house right there. Yeah, the North Fork Smith is like world class, one of the best rivers in the world. And yeah, glad that. Oh, cool. Thanks, Ron. That's just being nice. Yeah. I mean, the North Fork of the Smith is why we boat. Like, go practice under local river. But if you want something that's just challenging but not scary, stunning, in the middle of nowhere, a real adventure, it just has it all. Like, it's why we boat. And yeah, I'm glad you guys see it. It's special. And this, in the south and the middle, there's runs all over there. That's great. I run 7.5 on my 9 foot size, nine foot mini me. Cool. Yeah. Sawyers. Yep. Sawyers the way to go. I had those with the Sawyers. Yeah. I think I like Sawyers. I'm just like Sawyers. Any thoughts on the level for the wind this weekend? Looking forward to the cat race? Yeah. Let's go look. I haven't looked yet. Let's see what let me pull that up here. What's the wind going to do? Wind. Gorge flows. Oh, nice. Oh, it's coming up a little bit. Oh, I think there's some snow melt maybe happening right now. We paddled it on the 16th, I think. Oh, it's coming outside. That's a good, I mean, 6.5 starts getting juicy. Yeah, and then just as a reminder, I'm gonna be at the Wind Festival this week. I want a cat race. I'm offering, if somebody gets first place that's not me, I'll give them $250. I want competition. I mean, if you beat me, awesome. Like I that will motivate me for next year. Like I need somebody to beat me. So I want to motivate you guys to get out there and beat me. I want competitors. I want more capo owners. Capo racing is really fun, especially head-to-head capo racing. It's only like, yes, man, it's Saturday. It's coming up. I accidentally messed up, and I won't have my 13-foot cat, which is the high water cat. So I'm gonna have to do it in my smaller cat, which I don't want high water now. So hopefully this trend doesn't continue, because it will be a disadvantage to me, that little tiny cat. And if it gets much higher, I could flip, I guess. That would be scary. But I haven't, what's the weather doing? Let's see. Carson, Washington, weather. Oh, a little bit of rain. So I think the warm weather right now is bringing the flow up a little bit. I think these days looks like light rain. Probably won't rain much. I bet, my guess is it'll be 6. I really want it to be 4.5 because I have my small boat and I like the technical. I enjoy the technical lines. I think most people don't like the technical lines, so it gives me an advantage if it's 4.5. But I bet it'll be 6, 5.5, 6, maybe 6.5, somewhere there. But yeah, it'd be good flow. It'd be fun. Yep, straight was better even for fishing. That's a comment I still don't understand. Sometimes I hear the context, the comments out of context, and I'm confused. My Cataract Magnum blades get shark bites all the time. A tip broke off just above Scout Rapid and North Fork Smith yesterday. I'm getting so, yeah. Those Magnum, those Cataract blades, I see them in the real world. They have tons of little broken parts. We call shark bites. The Duramaxes do the same thing. And so if you don't mind having like a, when they say shark bites, like a shark bit your oar and you're just missing a part of your oar. It's just like a corner, like a, has a weird piece missing. And so, I mean, Dynalite's, they do, when they break, but man, I beat them pretty hard, and we let students use them all the time. And we actually had the other day, I've never seen this before. Let me see if I can explain. We had a student hit something so hard that, it was so big, that they do such a downstream orb issue that if you see this, if you put an oar lock in here, this was crazy. So we had an oar lock in here. And the little key rings on there, the oar lock came out, pulled the key ring through that hole. Like this key ring got sucked. It got straightened and sucked through the hole. Like it's way, you know, it's the wrong size for it, right? You can see that. That's how badly the downstream oar, it didn't break the oar lock. It didn't break the blade or the oar. It just sucked this thing through that hole. So that to me is a testament of how burly the Sawyer oars and blades are. I was shocked. I would have expected something to break other than that happening. So I just, the Sawyer Dynalite extra duty everything, it's a little heavier, but it's still way lighter than wood oars. Like if you started boating back in the 80s or 90s, everything was just wood. You had these wood oars that only like buff people could row. And so the fact that we have things that are lighter than wood oars is, you know, the difference between like a pound at this point is nothing, because we used to have oars that were twice the weight. Okay. Now we have things like square tops that are just like delightful. Okay. Sorry, Zach. That comment was regarding the 9.5-foot Moravia, the Whitewater Center demo. Okay. Got it. A shrunk down version of a little wave model. Okay. Cool. Thanks for repeating the blades. Got to do some math now. Yeah, that's the problem. Like, if you get the short blades, you got to, like, get to make sure the shafts match and then you get the right length, and it's a whole thing. That's why I just say stick with normal blades, because then you just, like, buy oars and they're correct and they're useful for everything. You don't have to, like, now if you want to have longer blades for higher water, you don't have to have shorter shafts to make it all work out. So, or just do something in between. Okay, good comments, everyone. All right, let's get to the last question, which is video review. And I have it here. Where's this link? Oh, no, I don't have it ready. So I have to figure out how to turn that link into... Sorry, everyone. I'm not ready for this. How do I get that link into the internet? Oh, how about this? I got it. Hold on. Hold on, everyone. Slow down. Okay. I'm still learning how to be good at computers. So we're going to go here. I'm going to put the link here. And we have a video. Okay, now it's in GoPro's thingy and on YouTube, so I can't make it big. Well, normally I can. It's going to be as big as it gets. And before we go, ever rode llama glass oars, saw a pair on Craigslist? I haven't. I have a friend who... Actually, I don't want to say something that I'm not 100% sure about. And there's a reason why we're not all using llama glass oars. I'm sure. I don't know what it is, but there's a reason we're all like, Sawyers are really good, and try a cataract, try a whatever. There's a reason why we're not like all running llama glass oars, and why I've never heard of them, or why I've heard of them, but like you probably haven't. So they'd probably be great for fishing and drift boats and stuff. Maybe, but I don't fish or do drift boats, so I'm the wrong person to ask. Wait, let's watch this video. There's music, and there's cool. That was music, and some cool cool graphics. So I'm gonna turn the music off, and I see paddle boating. This looks sweet. And I haven't watched this video, so I don't know what's coming up. So I think I'm supposed to review this. It says low water. I think Lower Clear Creek is in Colorado. All right, my first take, like, everybody's wearing helmets. Those PFDs look snug. That group is paddling as a team, and you saw them put the paddles in. Oh, not so much there. Okay, there we get it back. There, almost. Yeah, there we go. There's some good paddling. His angle's off a little bit. Had a couple swimmers. Nice job pulling them in. Yeah. Man, good camaraderie. The high fives coming up. The whole thing. And I see guides wearing like a, I don't know, cool guy helmet. That's an old, I think that's an old Shred Ready, or not Shred Ready, Grateful Heads maybe. That's an old helmet with the GoPro mount. So he's ready for action. I can just like, from his body language, it does, like, I can tell he has natural strokes as a paddle captain. Like, it's pretty obvious to me. And I'm just saying what I think out loud because I have no idea what I'm reviewing. I can just tell from the way he's moving that he knows what he's doing. I might be proved wrong here, but oh, cool graphics. All right. This is 8 minutes of this. Oh, it looks like a rapid. Guys, this is the end of the show, everyone. So, you know, I'm just going to sit here and watch this video and try to fill the air, but you might just want to tune off unless you care about this, because this is about to get really boring until I figure out why I'm reviewing this. Oh no, something is about to happen. And if you're listening to this as a podcast, I'm really sorry. For those of you that don't know, this is available as a podcast. It's not meant as a podcast. It's meant to be a video show. It's called, I think it's actually called it's not called the live video show. Anyway, it's meant to be watched live as a video show. So I'm sorry if you're listening to this. This is just awful. Trust me, if you're listening to this as the podcast, you should stop now and listen to something else. I heard the podcast Pod Save America is really good. I haven't listened to it, but I heard it's really good. It's going to be much better than me just like rambling on. Oh, cool action. This is a beautiful run. And so far, I just feel like I'm watching a guide who knows, who's skilled, and paddlers who are generally paddling together. I'm not sure if something magic happens here in a minute. I'm going to fast forward until I see. Ooh, wait. Whoa, something's going on. That's a good rapid right there. Paddle boat. I like the boat, like that boat below, eddied out. Setting safety. That's how it's done. That safety guy on the shore had an NRS Rasta throw bag. Maybe the worst throw bag ever made. I've seen a couple worse. That guy didn't seem as skilled. Just from my quick watching the way he's coming down, I was like, that's a little off. Doing a little surf. And I hope you guys give this guy a good tip. He's talented, and he's got the surf in too. Nice. All right, nothing exciting is happening. They're rafting some more. I'm going to fast forward. Rafting some more. Look at him. Rafting some more. Yeah. Oh, was something cool happened? Was that other boat stuck on a rock or surfing? The boat spacing was a little loose there, but are they stuck? Yeah, like if either boat had a swimmer there, it'd be hard to rescue. Like these guys could be tighter. I mean, maybe there's something like going on that I don't understand, but I would say it could be a little tighter in here. Yep, still nothing exciting. Man, if this video just is this, I will never do video review again on this channel. Like, I now regret turning this on. Like, something really cool has to happen. We just spent 5 minutes just watching video of some paddle boat. The scenery's cool. But, man, whoever sent this better be really good because, with me, all of this is getting uploaded to the internet, stored for infinity time, and it takes energy to store stuff on the internet. You know, we're causing global climate change by uploading this to the internet right now. And if we're just watching this, it's a waste of electrons moving around. It's good video, don't get me wrong, but it already exists. I don't need to sit here and blather on about it. And we're at mile 6, and I don't see anything in my view here that's going to happen. Like, that's just class 2 water ahead. Maybe 2 plus, maybe 3 minus. I'm going to call it class 2 plus. We'll just call it class 2 plus. Suspect boat spacing again. Okay, here we go. This guy's in the lead. There's no downstream safety. He is the downstream safety, so he's probably really good and confident. Oh, now he's second. That boat's either stuck or waiting for him. Looks stuck, maybe surfing. And we're almost done with this video. Something exciting has to happen, or the video review option will go away. I guess I could have watched this ahead of time to known it was this boring, but this is beautiful though. Look at that. That's really cool. Oh wait. Okay, seriously, that's it? And they're a takeout? And they're going to walk up the hill? Is there a car crash? What's going on? All right, so I guess I'm reviewing. I was asked to review this video. Let me go back. Good job lifting the boat up. You guys are strong. Probably shouldn't ever load boats more than 4 high, but whatever. Do what you want. Live your lives. Oh, doing the toaster. Nice job with the toaster. Okay, I'm driving back. Cool, we're on a highway. Okay, so let's go back to the question. Video review. The topic is video review. Clear Creek, low water. Yeah, I guess my only video, like my only thoughts are that guys seem to be pretty good at guiding, and everybody's dressed appropriately. Good job. Look like fun. I would love to be there. That's all I got. I don't know anything else to say. That was good boating. But that will now, because usually in this episode, in this show, when we do video review, we're sharing stuff to help people go, oh, that's, why'd that go wrong? We talk about it. That was just watching a rafting video, which we could all have done on our own. So because of that, the impact that those electrons are having on the future climate, I'm going to nix all future video reviews. Unless in the video review thing, it says, hey, specifically watch this specific thing at minute 1.74. If it's just like, here's a video, tell me what you think, I'm just not going to do it now. Okay, that's it for the show. Thank you all for watching. I can't believe there's still 19 people here. Guys, go do something. It's a sunny day. Enjoy life. Like this show ended terribly. I'm sorry you're still here. But thanks for watching, everybody. Thanks for being members. Thanks for supporting the channel. I look forward to seeing you all next Monday at 2 o'clock.